Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Good morning to you, Bill.
Wendy, good morning to you. I wish so badly that the Illinois Secretary of State, Jesse White, was here, because there's so much I'd like to discuss with him. And magically, there he is.
It's my magic wand.
I don't know how you do it. Jesse, how are you? It's so good to see you again.
I'm doing great, Bill. And Wendy, nice to be on board.
You do not age.
No, you don't.
I don't know what you're doing. You get younger instead of older.
It's the tumbling.
Is it the tumbling? It must be.
You have to be a tumbler rather than a stumbler.
I got to tell you, and I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I revealed on the air a couple weeks ago that tumbling and gymnastics was the only athletic thing I could not do at all. I'm terrible.
Yep.
Terrible.
Well, I was a gymnast as a kid. And I signed a contract play baseball for the Chicago Cubs. 4 days before going to spring training, I was drafted into the Army. And so I decided that while I was in basic training at Fort Lindenwood, Missouri, I wanted to learn how to jump out of airplanes. So I was transferred to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, where I went through jump school, did 35 jumps, came back to Chicago, put my uniform in the closet, got my ball bat and glove, and flew off to Mesa, Arizona to be with the Cubs. And then during the off-season, I taught school during the day, worked for the Park District at night, was asked to put on a gym show, and that was the beginning of the Jesse White Tumbling
Team. Oh, wow.
Look at that.
In 1959. And I was a gymnast as a kid, taught gymnastics in college, taught for the Board of Education, Park District YMCA.
Where did you find the time to do all that? Seriously.
Well, I'm a former military person. I served in the military for 10 years. I go to bed at 2 o'clock every night. I get up at 6 o'clock every morning,
wow.
7 days a week. I believe that when my eyes are closed, I'm going to miss out on being able to be creative.
Sure.
Do something good for someone.
That makes sense. And tell everybody how many kids have been through the Jesse White Tumblers. It's amazing, the number.
About 18,000.
18,000 children.
And we have 225 now. We do 1,500 shows a year.
Yeah.
We've traveled to Zagreb, Croatia, Belize, Israel, China, Tokyo, Japan, Hong Kong, Honolulu, Hawaii, Honokai, Hawaii, 17 times to Canada, twice to Bermuda, twice to the Cayman Islands, 4 movies, 4 plays, and 25 commercials. And then 51 of my 225 young people are in college, and we give each one between $3,000 to $8,000 toward the education. You can be a good athlete once you be a good student and a good human being.
Yeah, amazing.
That's just it. They need to keep their grades up to be part of that, don't they?
Yes, they also have to be leafless, spokeless, and pipeless. The only time they can practice pharmacy is after they've earned a white coat. That means no drugs.
Good for you.
And then they cannot drop out of school to become a part of SW Sidewalk University, when they hang around the corners, get themselves in trouble with the law, go to prison. Then it costs we, the taxpayers here in Illinois, about $35,000 a year to put one person in prison for 1 year. And I know who they are. You know who they are. And I'm going to try to save as many as I possibly can.
Well, think about that as a legacy. You have literally saved some of these kids' lives. You have put them on the straight path. That says a lot about you,
well,
sir.
Well, someone helped me along the path. And I espouse a philosophy of life, Bill, that says that when you come through this world and you become successful, you give back. But every day you must do something good for someone.
Yeah.
More people should think like that, I have to be honest with you.
Yep.
Well, a fellow by the name of Abraham Lincoln Maravich, a former judge, taught me that lesson, and Dr. King the same way. He was my minister when I was in college.
Amazing.
All right. You are in here because there is a new campaign that you want to tell people about, because we don't know it unless it comes from your mouth. There are younger people that can donate their organs or tissue, correct?
Yes. See, I run the largest Secretary of State office in the nation, and the organ and tissue donor program comes under my jurisdiction. Here in Illinois, we have 4 million people who signed to become part of the organ and tissue donor program.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are 5,000 people on the waiting list as we speak, and each year about 300 people die because organs have not arrived in a timely manner. We ask that when you're alive and well, good blood, when you're no longer here, give organs. And when you've done those two things, you would have made a positive impact upon society, considering the fact that one person can provide life or improve the quality of life for 25 individuals.
One person goes to 25 different organs and tissue.
Yes.
Wow.
And so, to answer your question about the young people, we introduced a bill in the Illinois General Assembly that was passed and signed and went into law on January 1, where 16 and 17-year-olds can sign to become a part of the organ and tissue donor program. And, of course, we cannot extract those organs while they're 16 or 17 unless we get permission from the parents. Right now, prior to the enactment of the bill, only 18-year-olds on up could sign up.
Adults.
So we had 6.4 million adults to sign up. Now with the 15,000 young people who've signed up since January 1, our numbers have increased, and eventually we will be the largest organ and tissue donor program in the country.
Congratulations.
when my mom died, it was a very, very difficult time for our family, Jesse. And the one good thing that came out of it is that we knew we were donating her organs and that some people could benefit from it. It really brought solace to our family. I hope most people or more people are of that same like mind, you know?
Well, I like what you just said because I see it a lot that it's a good feeling that once your loved one is no longer with you, that the organs are living in the body of someone else,
right?
Rather than deteriorating elsewhere.
It keeps them alive in a way. I mean, definitely in spirit, but these items definitely keep your loved one alive.
Sure. Now, we honored a doctor at the Loyola Medical Center. She gave her patient her kidney. Can you imagine a doctor giving her patient her kidney?
That's a good doctor.
A wonderful doctor. And then we honored a teacher in New Lenox, Illinois. She gave her student her kidney. And then one of my Thomas was shot and killed coming out of the Ford City Mall Theater. And as a result of that tragic situation, six of his organs were used for transplantation purposes. So there are six people who are living today as a result of the generosity of this young man and this young man's family. And then, of course, when you look at all the other people who have lost their lives or have died, but yet they said, we want to give someone else a second chance or help them improve their quality of life.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing to do.
You've seen these stories. Every once in a while, you'll hear a story about somebody. Somebody doesn't know somebody, but they know they need a kidney. They find out through some third-party means that somebody needs an organ, and they just donate something like that.
To an anonymous person.
Yeah. How about that?
That's quite a person and quite a gift.
It really is. Every one of those stories is so amazing.
If you'd like to find out more, lifegoeson.com, is that the best place to tell people to go to?
www.lifegoeson.com or 1-800-210-2106, 1-800-210-2106. Or they can come to one of my 138 Secretary of State facilities and indicate they'd like to become a part of the organ and tissue donor program.
I've been going to those places a lot. I have an 18-year-old son who just got his license. I have a 15-year-old who's going through driver's ed now, and we have to go get his permit. Can I ask you a question? Why are kids not as excited to drive as both Bill and I were? 16th birthday, I got my license. Bing, bang, boom, done.
You're not alone.
Why is this, though?
I don't know. Because public transportation is so great here in the Chicagoland area.
Is that what it is?
It must be.
Maybe that's what it is.
I couldn't wait to get my license.
Yeah.
And how do I get my picture upgraded? I don't really like the picture I have on my license right now.
You treat the man's eyes well.
What a nice thing to say, Jesse. Thank you so much. Jesse White is here. He's the Secretary of State for this state, for Illinois. If you have any questions or comments, we're so easy to reach. 312-981-7200. We'll pick this up in just a moment. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. The Secretary of State is here, Jesse White. We were just talking about how in the old days, before you were Secretary of State, you'd go in to get your license renewed on a Monday morning, and then by the end of business day on Thursday, you were done. 3 or 4 days later, you're out the door. You've changed all that. You've streamlined the process.
Well, we're proud of the fact that when you come to the Secretary of State's office, you no longer have to bring your duffel bag, sleeping bag, or your lunch pail. We try to get you out in a timely manner. If you are pregnant, disabled, or senior citizen, mm-hmm. we bring you to the head of the line.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope that the people within the sound of my voice who are at one of my facilities happen to see these individuals being escorted to the front. They should know the rest of the story.
Right, right.
You want to show them some love because one day you may fall into that same category.
Yep. You have streamlined the process like no one's ever seen before. I can't imagine how you did it.
Well, I just want to thank the people of the state of Illinois for allowing me to serve for 19 years as the Secretary of State. I just believe that when you take on a job, you take on the responsibility that goes with it. I'm for my military. I don't take any prisoners.
Yep. Good for you.
I have a question for you, Mr. White. I want to get Blackhawks license plates for my car. Can I keep my current license plate and just pay the difference, or do I have to get a whole new plate and a whole new set of numbers?
You have to get a whole new set of
license
plates.
I told you, Bill.
Yeah. Let me share with you what happened. Oh, when the Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup a couple years ago, I went to Mr. Wirtz. And I asked him if he would allow me to make a license plate in the image of the Blackhawks. And he said, yes. He said, well, that's good. And he said, will you charge more money? I said, yes, a little bit more. And he wanted to know, can the extra money go toward his kids program? I said, no, they're going to go to my kids program. He said, what is your kids program? I said, the Common School Fund. So right now, if you want to get a Blackhawks plate, or Bulls, White Sox, Bears, White Sox, Cubs, You have to pay an additional $25, and the $25 will go to the common school fund. The number one license plate out there is the Blackhawks plate.
How about it?
Number two is the White Sox. Number three, the Cubs. Number four, the Bears. And last, the Bulls.
That surprises me. First of all, I'm surprised the Bears aren't last because they're not doing much for us. But the Bulls, God, remember when the Bulls were everything?
I remember them quite well. Matter of fact, we do halftime for the Bulls on a regular basis with my team. And then, of course, there's another group of young people who do the slam dunk.
Yeah.
Those are my kids as well.
Yeah. Really entertaining.
Do you get a lot of requests for Bill and Wendy show plates? I bet you do, right? Not that many?
I think after this broadcast.
Sure, the number will go way up.
What a selection, though. You don't have to be a sports lover. You have the Route 66. There are so many different options for the license plates now.
You're absolutely correct.
Love it.
But we sometimes individuals will get a ticket, maybe license plate number 25.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are 25 in every series, but you have as a designator,
mm-hmm.
Maybe AD on the side or DM on the side, whatever the case may be. That along with the 25 will help you to get to the right person.
Oh.
And it's called Pick a Plate, and you can go to, where did I go? Illinois Secretary of State's
office, Pick a Plate section.
A couple of quick things, Jesse, before you go. Thing number one is I'm so worried on a daily basis of what's going on the roadways with people texting and driving and talking and driving. And I know you are, too, because we've made some motions under your rule as Secretary of State to try to eradicate that a little bit. Talk about that,
yes,
please.
I introduced a bill in the Illinois Journal, something that was passed and signed by the governor a few years ago, which put a ban on use of cell phones in school zones or in construction zones.
Yeah.
And then we decided to double down and make it a total ban.
Yeah.
Same thing held true with texting while driving.
Yep.
I just wish it was enforced more, because I know it's a law, but I've not had a day in the last 2 or 3 years where I don't see some people just texting while holding up their phone and texting while they're trying to navigate the roads.
And in the process of trying to navigate on our roads, they are holding up traffic.
Yeah.
And they are putting themselves in a posture by which they can create an accident.
Yep.
They won't stop, though. And, of course, when the ban went into effect where it could be hands-free.
Hands-free.
I'm the only one who gets stuck on Lakeshore Drive and got a ticket.
Oh.
It was like the first week that law was enforced, I get a ticket, and now I see people with the phone
constantly
up to their ear talking.
Can you deputize me? Because I would like to help. I would like to go from city to city.
That's under consideration.
All right, thank you, sir. That's all I ask.
Be like the Barney Fife.
The other thing I'm curious about is there was a time where on your driver's license, on the back of your driver's license, there was a space. If you wanted to be an organ donor, you just signed it, and then it was simple. But it's not on there anymore.
Well, we found out that because of the stress of the moment or the thought of losing their loved one, 20% of the people did not consider or allowing the loved one's organs to be used for donation purposes. So we've gone to what is called first-person consent. If you say you want to become a part of the organ and tissue donor program, by you indicating to us that you want to be, we will honor your wish.
Oh, okay, good.
And can we register and find out more information? LifeGoesOn.com, is that the place to send people?
That's exactly right. LifeGoesOn.com, or they can call 1-800-210-2106, or they can come to one of my 138 facilities and indicate they'd like to become a part of the organ and tissue donor program.
And congratulations for adding the 16 and 17-year-olds eligibility now, of course, with parents' permission, but we're just making this bigger and bigger.
These young people are fabulous. With all of the social problems that are happening today, they're out letting their voices be heard. I applaud, commend, and thank them for their involvement, and also applaud and thank them for their participation in the organ and tissue donor program.
Perfect. Please tell us you're going to keep doing what you're doing. You're not retiring anytime soon.
Well,
right?
I'm up for re-election.
Yeah,
and if I'm successful,
which you will be, I'm sure
that'll give me another 4 years. So
good.
I spent 16 years as a lawmaker representing this district.
Yeah,
6 as the Cook County Recorder of Deeds, 19 as the Secretary of State, 10 years in the military, 8 years professional baseball. 33 years as a teacher, 59 years as coach and father of the Jesse White Tubman team, and yet I'm not 100 years old.
We've got got to up our game a little bit.
A little bit.
Good
just
golly.
A little bit. Boy, that's a lot. Do you ever miss playing baseball?
Not with my age.
No?
But I love the game.
Yeah.
But my greatest game was basketball.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're an amazing man. You really are. Never cease to amaze us.
Well, thank you very much, Wendy.
So good to see you, Jesse. Keep up the good work.
Bill.
And any time you want to come by, our door is always open, which is why people keep stealing stuff from us.
Well, Bill, as they would say in my neighborhood, you the man.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you.
And Wendy, thank you.
All right, quick break, and then we'll be back. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN.